Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Forest County voters supported a referendum yesterday to add more staff and improve public safety. 60% of the county approved of a plan on the ballot. The vote will allow the county to hire 6 new workers and split the jailer and dispatcher duties. Jail Administrator Josh Bradley supported the referendum.
It really is all about safety, and I'm just very happy with this outcome. I'm very proud right now. I really am.
Property taxes will go up about 9%, and the county will start the plans for building and putting in a new dispatch center and staffing it fairly soon.
We got to take everybody's thoughts in consideration here, and we're going to plan this very carefully and make sure that our county and the visitors of this county, our taxpayers, are represented properly.
Dispatch calls are up 59% over last year in Forest County. Meanwhile, voters in the Palmyra Eagle Area School District have done it again, voting for a second time against saving the district. Tuesday's vote was 53% for closing the doors. Those voters had rejected a referendum in April, which would have doubled the taxes and created enough revenues to keep classes in session. The Wisconsin School Boundary Commission will determine what happens to the students and the district's resources. And Mosinee transportation window manufacturer Aero Global held a ribbon cutting Tuesday for its recently completed office expansion. President Dan Koshek says the added workspace for sales and corporate staff is a result of significant sales growth in the recent years.
You know, we hired salespeople, we fortified our technical teams to make sure we could continue to grow and develop new products and new solutions, and we kept moving forward.
He says the new office space comes online just as the company has broken ground for a new 60,000 square foot manufacturing addition, which should create up to 40 more jobs.
Growth in our legacy markets, so in our transit window markets, but primarily growth in adjacent markets, so construction equipment windows and motor coach windows. That's what we're going to expand into.
Aero Global produces windows for buses, trucks, and industrial vehicles such as tractors. The company is headquartered in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Mosinee is their only U.S. production facility. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers called former Ag Secretary Brad Pfaff a man who was dedicated to serving and advocating for the state's farmers. The Wisconsin Senate voted to fire a member of Evers' cabinet Tuesday, making Evers angry. He called the move, quote, the same political BS people are sick and tired of, end quote. Pfaff had criticized lawmakers for playing politics with farmers' mental health during the dairy crisis. Republicans, in turn, say that Pfaff had failed to deal with the faltering economy in farm country. And the Wisconsin Senate has approved a pair of bills which would make drunk driving penalties tougher. The first would establish a mandatory minimum 5-year sentence for homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. That legislation moves on to Governor Evers' desk for signing. The second would triple to minimum prison time for a 5th or 6th offense to 18 months. The Assembly still has to give approval for those measures. Then it has to earn passage as a statewide referendum. The amendment now goes to the Assembly. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, mostly cloudy with a high near 29. Tonight, partly cloudy. A snow flurry is possible with a low 13. Thursday, partly sunny, high 25, but a 40% chance of snow today and Thursday in the Lake Superior snow belt. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Captain Doug and Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.